Track 2. Neil's take. Neil has also noted that the temperature has been rising.
The hot weather has inevitably seen the streets and beaches populated with people exposing various degrees of bare flesh. Inhibitions are cast aside as people seek to keep cool and tan their bodies, some parts of which clearly haven't seen ultraviolet for some time. Add an assortment of varying shaped limbs sticking out of shorts and t-shirts, and it's not always a pretty sight. Having spent a large chunk of my adult life running around a hockey field on a Saturday afternoon wearing shorts, I have rarely taken to wearing them even in the hottest weather. However, with temperatures peaking at over 30 degrees centigrade, I felt compelled to warn Mrs. H that I was about to expose myself, so to speak. "I should warn you," I told her. "I may, in the privacy of our home, put on my shorts." I can only speculate on the image my statement conjured up in Mrs. H's mind, but whatever it was, I did feel her spontaneous and prolonged outbreak of laughter quite uncalled for. When she regained her composure, she expressed her view that, in spite of the image she had formed in her mind, she would steel herself to witness the scantily clad Haverson body. We take all possible precautions to minimise the impact of hot weather on shady pines, curtains and windows closed to repel the heat. Mrs. H keeps reminding me, "Drink plenty of water, you need to keep hydrated, and you really should wear a hat." She did go quiet for a moment when I suggested that later on we might escape to the confines of Shady Pines and pop out for a coffee. I would, of course, be wearing my shorts, and perhaps an old T-shirt if I could dig one out. "I shall deny all knowledge of you if you do," she said haughtily, before adding, "The thing is, to look good in shorts, you have to have slim legs and be tanned, preferably toned." "I suppose none of these qualities I possess," I replied. Mrs. H didn't disagree, but she did soften a bit. "Well, not many men look good in shorts. In fact, I suppose that applies to women too. Besides, you have to have decent shorts." Ah, that is the final hurdle at which I fall, with a resounding crash. I've had my shorts for many years. That in itself bears testament to the number of times they've been allowed out of the drawer. They are navy blue, with an elasticated waist to cope with the fluctuating girth. They hang, for want of a better word, just above the knee, and are a trifle on the narrow side. Nearly all my socks are black and my trainers are dark. Picture that combination, and you can understand why Mrs. H would not wish to be seen with me in public. I have suggested that I invest in a new pair, some sort of those cut-off shorts with perhaps big pockets, but Mrs. H can speak volumes with just a simple curl of the upper lip. I might add that it has been some considerable time since Mrs. H was last seen in public wearing shorts. Why? Well, I couldn't possibly comment.
Thank you, Neil, for that short story. And I should note, for the listeners who can't tell, that Tim's in shorts too.